We're live at Hillsborough here. If you're just tuning in, just a reminder, the game has been abandoned between Sheffield Wednesday and Wigan Athletic. Rob with you at Hillsborough now. And we're going to get some reaction from the Sheffield Wednesday camp. Stuart Gray, the caretaker boss, is with me. Stuart, that's the only decision that Keith Stroud could have made tonight, isn't it?
Well, in the end, I was disappointed with the decision because we hadn't got going in the first half. And if anything, I was very pleased that we'd only gone 1-0 down at half-time. But then you see the rain coming and you think, oh, maybe the referee has got a decision to make. But we started positively. I decided to make a double substitution at half-time. And credit to the lads, they responded. We had a bit of a set-to in the dressing room at half-time. Says how disappointed we were with them. Have a go. And suddenly putting JJ on, Atty on, just sort of changed it. We're on the front foot as such. But in the end, it was not a difficult decision for the referee. It was becoming a bit of a farce, really.
Just before he made the decision to call it off, he spoke to both managers. What does he say in that kind of a situation?
Well, he was obviously telling us that was his only other option. He was going to probably give it another 3 or 4 minutes. And I looked at the sky and I thought, well, the sun's not coming out. It wasn't changing much. In the end, Uwe will be very disappointed. Is it a get-out-of-jail card for us? It probably is. But like I say, I was very disappointed with the first half performance. So many individual errors. We didn't use the ball. Didn't play to the conditions, really. They played to the conditions. And then suddenly, making the double substitution, I thought, oh, well, hang on a minute, we've got a good chance. We've got a bit of effort. We've got physical presence up there. But like I say, it was probably the right and correct decision in the end.
I mean, credit to the ground staff, because it rained from about 10 past six and it was always heavy. And the pitch held up in the first half pretty much. But then the second half, I don't think I've ever seen scenes like it at Hillsborough. It's just incredible the amount of rain and how heavy it was.
Well, I think sometimes when you see how far the goalkeeper's kick's going with the wind, but then suddenly the amount of the deluge of rain that was suddenly, it was just bucket loads. And it was in the end, like I say, the player's safety is the most important thing. It's disappointing for the fans. But like I say, the referee has made the correct decision in the end.
I think you're destined to have this game in hand for pretty much all the way through to the end of the season now.
Well, I don't know when it will be rearranged. Obviously, the club secretaries will get their heads together to rearrange the game. But we get another go. So like I say, we've probably be a bit of a get-out-of-jail card for you, really.
In terms of the performance, why didn't it work in the first half then? Because, I saw you at Watford on Saturday. It was 100% effort. You know, never let them settle on the ball. And we didn't quite see that as much in the first half today, did we?
Not at all. Like, at the end of the day, everything was poor. Poor passing, poor decision-making, common to the errors for the goal that we conceded. Just at the end of the day, players have got to take responsibility at times as well regarding decisions on the pitch. Finally, we've got a decent cross into the box. Roger Johnson gets a great header, good save from the keeper. And we end up taking a short corner in the conditions and don't end up with getting a cross in the box. As they proved, they probably played to the conditions better. They got the ball forward, and if they got the ball wide, they put it in the box. And then finally, when we decided to put the ball in the box with quality or cross, we look better. So, like I said, too many players having a off 45 minutes as such. Chance to get it right and have a say-so at half-time. And like Atty and JJ has come on and give us a bit of a lift. And we thought, well, if we're going to lose, we might as well lose 3-0, but have a right good go. But if anything, we look like we're going to get a goal back anyway.
It was hard to tell from us, you know, sort of sat in the dry at the back of the main stand. But was there a disadvantage to your team in the first half? It just seemed like every time you tried to clear it away, I didn't know if the wind was, you know, facing your guys or not, it was getting blocked. It wasn't a great clearance and it just kind of put you always on the back foot.
Well, the problem was the ball wasn't rolling properly. And it sums it up because Emmy's kicking is fantastic. Even he was struggling to get the ball. And in the end, we're saying, look, don't throw the ball down. Because it was just getting bedded down into the water. I suppose it's like golfers. You have to adapt to the conditions. They probably adapted to the better in the first half. I think they had the wind with them in the first half. But I was just disappointed when we did have time and space with our decision making, passing and movement. We got into some good areas, but we didn't put the ball in the box.
Is that the first time you've really been angry with the team at half time today?
Yeah, I think so. It's the first time that they've let themselves down, I think, for the first 45 minutes, and the crowd's reaction, they're rightly so. They've got every the right way to have a go and let the players know that they're not happy with them. I wasn't happy with them, but the players know they weren't happy, and we know they're better than that. And like I say, it was a bit of a get out of jail card free. With the referee calling it off. Could we have gone down in half-time with more goals against us? We probably couldn't if they'd been a bit more clinical. But that's not my fault. And at the end of the day, we get another go at it.
We talked about Damian Martinez. I thought he made some good saves again today. An awful night for a goalkeeper, isn't it, to have to deal with that ball that had been soaking wet and it had been squirming all over the place. He made some big saves again.
Well, the pleasing thing is I think he's pulled one off in the first half and then I think it was one in the second half, if I remember rightly. And I thought it must got a squirt out, but he's actually kept it in there with him. But that's his job. He pulled a couple of good saves off at Watford. We didn't wet their keeper at all first half, and up until I think it was Roger Johnson's header, but that's around about the 40th minute, so we hadn't got going. At least we got going, and I felt a bit more satisfied with whatever we played the second half. I can't even think what time it was when he called it off, but now we've got to sort of back in for training tomorrow, get organised and get prepared for the Bournemouth game.
You've probably not had this conversation yet, but the way that the pitch looked when we all sort of came back downstairs, it's in a bit of a state now, and the fact that it's been played on in these conditions won't have helped. I mean, Saturday, is that in doubt at all, the way that it's been like this?
Only if it carries on raining. No, the ground staff are excellent here, and I'm sure they're out there divoting and forking now at this moment in time while we're speaking as such. No, with what we've got two or three more days before we play. And the groundsman will be flat out to try and get the pitch ready for Saturday.
Just a couple more from me. I appreciate that I'm hanging on to you as much as possible because we have to stay on until 10 o'clock and I'm trying to feel like crazy here. But Giles Coke seems to me like, you know, his absence, the one thing that he can do is kind of link up. He's kind of taken on the, if you can call it, a number 10 role. And when he has played this year, he's been really effective for you. Do you still miss a guy like that? Because he is maybe the one midfielder you've got in the team who can break forward and get into the box and support a front man when you use sort of Connor up front on his own like you did tonight?
Well, no, we didn't actually. We used Magoma to play up there with him, just dropping in into midfield and trying to get to play between the lines. Unfortunately, we didn't get any decent possession to find Jack Magoma. Whereas Giles at the moment is, Giles can, like you say, can carry the ball up the pitch. He can create. And I just felt tonight our midfield didn't really get going. They made the wrong decisions. When they had time, they helped it on. And when they didn't have time, they tried bringing it down and got caught in possession. And it allowed Wigan to get on the front foot. And like I say, I was pleased that we only went in at half-time only 1-0 down. But Giles is a big loss for us at the moment. But like anybody that's in the treatment room, Giles will be back in training, hopefully, with us on Thursday, which is tomorrow, with a view to being available for Saturday.
And just a final one. You know, what do you say to the players at the end like that? I mean, do you just say, look, you know, take it on and take whatever you can out of this and just get into Saturday and try and keep this run going, because you've still got a chance to put back-to-back wins together for the first time this weekend, haven't you?
Yeah, after half-time I was, like I say, very, very upset and disappointed with the performance. But we got getting it against Bournemouth. They're on a sticky patch at the moment. It's our patch, but what we've got to do is actually impose ourselves on teams. We didn't do that tonight. We allowed to be bullied and bossed by Wigan in the first 45 minutes. But like I say, I was pleased with the start, second half. We put a bit more physical presence up there. JJ with his pace as well caused them problem. And Liam Palmer probably should have got an equaliser, really. I think if he shoots across the keeper, it flies in. So, like I say, we dust ourselves down. We're back in training tomorrow and getting ready for the Bournemouth game.